This is Joanna Schrader, and I'm reporting today for AgWire.com, and I am here at NCBA Summer Conference. Mike, how are you?
Doing great.
So, Mike, you just launched a brand new website. We have, obviously, you oversaw the project, and then we have the man behind the scenes with us as well here, Sayo Tapia. So tell us, what are some of the changes that you've made to your new site?
Well, we simply tried to make it more user-friendly so people could get on, find what they need to go, find what they need to find, and then get off and get the useful information they need. So we wanted it to be a more user-friendly site that incorporated some modern technologies with it, some RSS feeds, social media sites, and those kind of things as well. But our number one goal with the site was to be a resource, for NCBA to be a resource for people to go to that site.
So, Mike, at the conference today, you know, there's a lot of discussions. What are some of the really key things that are going to be discussed that people who may be here, aren't here, can go to your website and learn about?
Our policy issues on our site are going to be clearly defined by categories, so they'll be able to go to the site if they're interested in the GPSR rule, if they're interested in environmental issues, if they're interested in cattle health, well-being. All that will be very easy to find in our policy section of the website.
Now, Sayo, you actually are the man behind the scenes here. You actually built this, and I think there's a lot of perception that producers are a little behind the times when it comes to things online. So what did you find, and how did you incorporate things into the site that you know that producers will be comfortable with?
I think for us, the biggest thing is we have such a diverse producer member group to accommodate. So really, we concentrated on a couple of different things. One was really streamlining all of our information that we've gathered over the years to make things much easier to find. You know, as an association, we face so many diverse issues to our organization and our industry, and so it can be a challenge, frankly, to come onto our site, at least in the past, and find what you're looking for. And I think that's was sort of a core emphasis of our team, was we wanted to make it streamlined, very user-friendly, as Mike said, introduce some progressive new technologies into there, make good use of video and audio and some of these things that anyone can learn to use. We didn't want to make a site that was so complex and complicated that we were going to eliminate part of our core audience. So I think we've done that. I think we've done a good job of that.
Now, for people who maybe don't understand how to Twitter or a little bit behind on really even using video, do you have resources within the association where you can actually sit down and sort of give them a tutorial on how to use the different technologies?
Well, our 1-866-BEEF-USA member line is always a resource that our members can lean on. They can call in if they're having any trouble at all. They need some help navigating the website, if they need some help logging in to the members only section and identifying what resources are there for them. We have a lot of great things behind the scenes for our members, exclusive to our members, such as discounts and all sorts of fun stuff. So they're always welcome to call. Give us a call at 1-866-BEEF-USA and speak to one of our membership staffers, and we're happy to hear from them.
And to give your summer conference a plug, if they come to the summer conference, they can sit down with somebody one-on-one potentially as well, correct?
Absolutely. Here at the summer conference, we have the technology center on site. So we have staff working that from NCBA. We're happy to sit down with anyone one-on-one and give a quick tutorial and point some things out on the website and give a hand where we can.
Great. Thanks. So we make sure we drive people there and get your hits up this month.
Thank you.
Thank you.